This is News Plus Special English. Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg and his wife are donating $25 million to the CDC Foundation to help address the Ebola epidemic. The money will be used by the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention's Ebola response effort in the world where Ebola is a threat. The grant follows a $9 million donation made by Microsoft co-founder Paul Allen last month. Zuckerberg and his wife are making the grant from their fund at the nonprofit Silicon Valley Community Foundation. Zuckerberg wrote on his Facebook page that people need to get Ebola under control in the near term so that it doesn't spread further and become a long-term global health crisis. He believes the grant is the quickest way to empower the CDC and the experts in this field to prevent this outcome. The World Health Organization has said that West Africa could see up to 10,000 new Ebola cases a week within 2 months. It confirmed that the death rate in the current outbreak is 70%. The disease has killed more than 4,000 people, almost all of them in West Africa. The WHO has called the outbreak the most severe and acute health emergency seen in modern times. You're listening to News Plus Special English. I'm Yunfeng in Beijing. The Singapore government is working with IBM to adopt a supercomputer system that can answer personalized questions on government policies and services in a bid to boost efficiency in government consultation. This is the first time any government works with IBM on its cognitive computing system called Watson, a supercomputer that can process and analyze large amounts of data to come up with solutions to solve problems. The system was named after IBM's first CEO and industrialist Thomas J. Watson, and is capable of answering questions posed directly in natural language, which is different from traditional way of using computer codes. Singapore will first use Watson to deal with consultations in areas such as income tax, employment and work pass, and workplace health and safety. The pilot project will go live next year and will answer inquiries about the above areas based on its analysis. Singapore hopes the collaboration with IBM will bring about a transformative change in how the government can better interact with citizens and address their needs.